Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come in your homes again today with another message or something to believe in. We've been preaching this message for many years, and it's an old message, but nevertheless, it's a good message. There's nothing old about the Word of God, and I'm so glad that God has allowed me to preach it, and with your help and support, we'll continue right on. Well, let's get into our broadcast today by doing this song here for you. And I hope you enjoy this one. This one says, I'm going to do the old ship of Zion.
Standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea, I saw an old ship that was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Its hull was bent and battered from the storms of life I could see. Waves were rough, but that old ship was steady. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? At the stern of the ship stands the captain. I can hear as he calls out my name. Get on board, it's the old ship of Zion, and it may never pass this way again. As I step on board, I'll be leaving all my sorrows and heartaches behind. I'll be saved with Jesus the captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. Sailing out on the old ship of Zion.
Well, I was over to home the other day with Martha, and I asked her, I said, let's sing the old ship of Zion, honey. But she couldn't sing that song. She'd been singing it for a long time, and I'm so glad to have that on a tape. I hope that you enjoyed hearing that once again. Well, let's go right back and listen to this song. Hope you enjoy this one also.
Feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in the paths where I must trot. I'll have no fear, for I know He'll walk beside me. And I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storm clouds rage, storm clouds rise, They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe in the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me, and I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear that sound from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep, oh, but I'll wake in God's new heaven. Sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the storm clouds rage, storm clouds rise. They don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for I know He'll walk beside me, and I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Yes, sir, I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ loved you so much that He's willing to die for you, went to the cross for you, said no greater love hath any man than lay down his life for a friend. And you're a friend of Christ. You've got a great friend. He's one that's taken closer than a brother. I appreciate all of you who have written to us this year and who are continuing to help us support the broadcast. I want to say something about our website now, if you want to pull it up. It's stbi.org, and you can pull that up, and it's Tommy Mount's Ministry. It's not really complete yet. I talked with Dana Olson the other day about it, and he said they had to switch servers, and they're having to do some work on it. But nevertheless, you can pull it up. We're going to be putting more stuff in to the website, so it pulls up. You can pull up all the radio broadcasts, all of our music, and all that that we've been doing. You can see some pictures in there of some of the churches that I pastored. I went out one day. Let me tell you this. I went out one day and took a lot of pictures. I was going to do a little album like with all the pictures. I came home. I put them in the computer, and they came out real good. But I hit the wrong button, and I deleted every one of them. But we still got some pictures of the other churches, so you can pull it up and look at that. Well, let's go right back and do this song for you. Hope you enjoy this one also. You'll meet many just like me up on life's busy street, with shoulders stooped and heads bowed low and eyes that stare in defeat. We're souls that live with a past, where sorrows played all parts, where living death is all that's left for men with these broken hearts. Now, we have no right to be the judge, to criticize nor condemn. Just think that for the grace of God, it could be you instead of him. One careless step or one thoughtless deed, then the misery starts. And to those that weep, death comes cheap, to these with broken hearts. Oh, so humble we should be when they come passing by. For it's written that the greatest men never get too big to cry. While some lose faith in love and life when sorrow shoots your darts. And with hope all gone, they still walk on. These men with broken hearts. Now you've never walked in that man's shoes, and you never saw things through his eyes. You've never stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside of him dies. While some were paupers, some were kings, some were masters of the art. But in their shame, they were all the same, these men with broken hearts. life sometime can be so cruel, the heart will pray for death. God, why must these living dead know pain with every breath? So let's help our brother along the road, no matter where he starts. For the God that made you made them too, these men with broken hearts. Yes, sir, you'll meet many just like them upon life's busy street. Their heads stoop low and their eyes show that they've been defeated. But thank God we don't have to be defeated. We can continue on for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad today to report the good news to you that we're still going on. So I want to remember all my sick friends today. I'm trying to get as much music in for you as I possibly can. So let's go right now and listen to this song. Joy that I received in listening to Martha sing that song, because condition she's in now and when she did that song is quite different. But things change in her life, and we just have to face the good times and the bad times. My mother always said you had to take the bitter with the sweet. So when we don't understand it, but we can't question God. God is still in control. Always remember that. Regardless of any situation, God is still in the control. He still rules, and he holds to our hand, and regardless of the hard times, he's still right there. I know a lot of you are having rough times, but I'm going to speak on it in just a few minutes. But anyhow, let's remember Barry. Patty's having a terrible time also. And we've got several people in our listening audience that's having a bad time. So let's not forget to pray for one another. That's about as well as I can say it this morning. So
I surveyed all his goodness that comes to me from above, and I could count all of the blessings from out the storehouse of his love. I'd simply ask for one favor of him beyond mortal kin. I'm sure he'd grant it again and again. I want a strong have truly vanished away, and we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we've been longing to see, but time and treasures have kept us making plans now, you see. But come the morning of that rapture, together we're gonna stand anew, and then I'll stroll over heaven with you. I wanna stroll over heaven with you some bad day, when all of our troubles, all our heartaches have truly vanished away, and we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you on that day when all of your troubles, all of your heartaches have truly vanished away, and we'll enjoy all its beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Yes, sir, I'd love to stroll over heaven with you. I think Ernie Barley used to say that I was the strutting preacher that he ever knew, but I'm going to strut on the streets of gold one day. And I'm just gonna sit back and look at it. I have not seen, ear have not heard, nor entered into the heart what God hath in store for them. And I have no imagination what heaven's gonna be like, but I know that I'll see it, and I'll see it like it is. Well, come and visit us up at the Pillar of Truth. I'm filling the pulpit there for Brother Barry. I guess you might say I'm pastoring there while Brother Barry is taking care of Patty. She's gonna have surgery sometime in February, so let's remember her in prayer. And I'm pastoring back at the Pillar of Truth, filling in for him until he kind of gets his feet on the ground. So you continue to pray for them. And, well, let's just, like I said, just pray one for another. I mean, you know, that's what the Bible said, pray ye one for another. So that's the best way I can put it. So let's go right back now and listen to this song. Hope you enjoy this one, and I'll be back to speak to you from the Word of God.
You let me down a country reach my feet to stand. Then you led me through the valley low, so that I would hold your hand. Then on the raging seas of time, you taught my eyes to see. Made it rain for me. Well, we've been walking many, many miles. You have never failed. Through flame and flood, I've walked with you.
Many of us have had a bad day, a bad week, or a bad year. If we look back over all of our problems and situations, we got through every one of them. I think that God cares for us in such a way that sometimes we overlook His love and the boundaries of His love, how He really understands us. He takes care of us day after day. I've never faced a valley. I've never faced a mountain that God hasn't got me through that valley or over that mountain somehow or another. But I have faced some bad days, some bad weeks, and I've had some bad years. How many of you have had a bad day? Maybe you're having a bad day right now. I don't know. And maybe you got up this morning and things are all upside down and you're saying, oh God, how am I going to make it through this day? Well, look up, child of God. If God be for you, who in this world can stand again? You turn your troubles over to Him, and He said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. How many of you have had a bad week? Maybe your week's been bad and you got up this morning. Well, I'll tell you how you can cheer yourself up. Get up right now and get ready for it. Go to the house of God. Eat a good breakfast and go to the house of God. Listen to some good singing, good preaching, and just let yourself go. I talked with a lawyer one time, and he was asking me, he said, how do you preachers go Sunday after Sunday and go all week long to your problems, situations, visiting and all that, and then go to church and have such a good time? I said, why? I said, that's where we relax. He said, how could you relax? He said, I work 6 days a week. And he said, on Sunday, I get up on Sunday morning and go back through my trials and stuff, and I'm getting ready for Monday. I said, well, you need to take some time out and go to the house of God, listen to somebody else, and let them talk to you, let them preach to you and sing, let them sing for you, and just enjoy the blessings that God has really given you. So I left this lawyer, and he was, I met him up in Washington, D.C., and anyhow, later on, he wrote me a letter, and he said, Brother Thomas, I want to tell you, he said, I have decided to go to church on Sunday morning, and I took my family, and said they liked it, and we love it, and now we're, every Sunday morning, we get up and go to the house of God together. Well, my friend, that is a solution for a lot of problems. If people spend more time in the house of God, listen to some good old-fashioned preaching and singing, forget your troubles and leave them, take them to the altar and just leave them there. How many of you have had a bad time, and they seem to come in years, they just don't seem to never let up? Well, I read in Genesis 37 about a boy called Joseph, and Joseph was loved by his father. He was given a coat of many colors, but he had a dream, and because of this dream, it caused him problems. And, you know, we can have a dream, and I think that Martin Luther said, I have a dream. And that dream, we're seeing that dream fulfilled today. And I know that he never died for no purpose at all, because God had a plan and purpose for Martin Luther King. So I think that he had a dream, but his dream cost him his life. And, you know, almost all of us could relate to that one way or the other. And a lot of us, our dreams, I always said if you have too many dreams, you'll end up with a nightmare. But you don't have to have nightmares. You can have a dream, and dreams can come true. Joseph had some of all the above. He had bad days, bad years, bad weeks, had all kinds of bad times. But Joseph lost some of the best years of his life. He was thrown in a pit and taken out of a pit and taken down and sold in Egypt's bondage. And in bondage, he was a slave in the household, and he was accused of attacking a woman. I don't know what and all he was accused of, but anyhow, he lost a lot of good years, but you never heard Joseph complaining. As a matter of fact, he said, I was in the place of God. He knew that God was in full control. It is not always what happens to you on the outside, but what's going on the inside. It seems like that we can smile and laugh and enjoy life, but down inside, I mean, down in the roots of our life, down in our heart, and our soul, that's where we're hurting more than anywhere. It is what's happening to you, what's going on the inside of you. And you know, you need to release that. Let go and let God. His attitude. A lot of people got a bad attitude. They just down on everything. The attitude is a choice. And you probably never looked at that before like that, but I'm telling you this morning that a bad attitude is a bad choice. You make bad choices, and bad choices cause you to have bad attitudes. Blaming our attitudes on someone else. We want to say, well, if they were different, then I'd be different. Well, that don't always work. You know better than that. But anyhow, this is why I do what I do. Well, because a story of a man, he said, well, his son robbed him, his own daddy, and he went in and robbed his own daddy, and they caught him and put him in jail. And he said, well, daddy, I needed some money, and you wouldn't give it to me, so I just felt like I'd take it. Well, a question we ought to ask, does your wife make you happy? Does your wife make you happy? Does your husband make you happy? Are you happy at work? Does that make you happy? Does your church cause you to be happy? Well, happiness happiness is the way that we handle life. What would it take to make you happy? Hey, that's a great question. As though something or someone is to make me happy. Well, my mother used to go around singing a song, I'm a happy, happy, happy millionaire. And she used to sing that song and go around the house singing that. And I thought, well, how in the world could my mother go around singing a song like that when my daddy was out of work? He was a coal miner, and it not working half the time. And even when he was on a strike, she'd go out and up and down the in the bedroom and in the living room singing, "I'm a happy, happy, happy millionaire." And I couldn't understand that. But my mother was a happy, happy millionaire. She belonged to Christ. And, hey, we're heirs to a kingdom. And we ought not be sad and downhearted, but we ought to raise up your head, child of God. You've got a lot to be thankful for. And if you're not thankful, then, my friend, and got nothing else to do, then pray for this preacher. I always need all the prayer I can get, and I'll take all that God will give me, and I'm praying for you. And so I'm saying to you, what would it take to make you happy? Well, you might answer, none of the above. None of the above will make me happy. Well, I asked you the question this morning, what will it take to make you happy? Hey, that's one of the best questions I can ask this day. So I'm going to ask you right now, what would it take to make you happy? Happy, happy, happy millionaire down inside of your soul. I mean, have soul comfort down inside your soul. You can't beat having soul comfort this morning. We come to close the broadcast today. We pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to someone. We have sung a song or either said something, have said something that's brought strength or comfort to them, letting them know that God loves them. If God be for them, there's no power that could ever stand against us. A lot of people are downhearted today. Our nation is struggling. We're struggling on every hand. But, Father, I pray for that one that's right now that's lost without you. I pray that somehow or another that they will find peace and contentment in their soul, knowing that, God, that you're for them and you stand with them and stand for them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I felt right at home. I felt like I was sitting right in your living room right there with you. And I do hope that you enjoyed the broadcast. Continue to pray for Martha. Pray for me. And help us on the broadcast here, if at all possible. But I know that right now we're doing good and we're healthy and we're strength, but we need your prayers. I will be at the Pillar of Truth this morning, preaching Sunday school there at 10 and 11 a.m. You pray for Barry and pray for Patty and pray for Martha and pray for all of those whom I've spoken of on the broadcast. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounds returns next week at the same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Something to Believe In depends upon you for financial support. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering made payable to Reverend Tommy Mounds, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.